With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Pro-Hamas protests leads the University of Southern California to cancel its main graduation event next month.
USC has announced the big May 10th commencement ceremony is now canceled. It comes a day after 90 people were arrested on campus. One was cited for having a weapon. There will still be dozens of individual schools ceremonies that day with caps, gowns, and diplomas. But the main event is canceled, as was the valedictorian speech announced last week, prompting anger among some students like Isabel Griggs.
She's talking about issues that are important to not only our university and to students, but to the world.
USC is among some of the universities around the country calling in police to break up some demonstrations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The valedictorian had shared anti-Semitic social media post. Also at SRNnews.com, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a little under 3.6 million babies were born in the U.S. in 2023.
That's about 76,000 fewer babies than the year before, and the lowest one-year tally since 1979. Births in the U.S. had been dropping for more than a decade, but when COVID-19 hit, births went up for two straight years. Now they're back down. Birth rates have long been dropping for teens and young women, but were rising for women in their 30s and 40s, a reflection of women pursuing education and careers before starting a family. But last year, birth rates fell for all women under 40 and were flat for women in their 40s. I'm Donna Water.
Parts of the central U.S. are bracing for severe weather. Large hail, heavy downpours, and isolated tornadoes are possible from the Texas Panhandle to southern Nebraska. More dangerous weather is forecast Friday and Saturday from Oklahoma to Iowa. This is SRN News. Evangelicals weigh in on the issues.
A new poll released by Coral Ridge Ministries asks believers to select three most pressing concerns for the Biden administration. Immigration was the most frequently mentioned issue. 56% of respondents put it in their top three. Second on the list was America's sovereignty, followed by abortion. And what issue poses the greatest threat to the country right now? The vast majority of CRM poll respondents say open borders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in several Democratic-leaning states are now working on legislation to punish libraries that prevent kids from getting pornographic books. The Washington and Maryland legislatures have already passed such measures, as did Illinois. The statutes will withdraw state funding from any library that removes a book because a parent complains about its content. Moms and dads are challenging sexually explicit books as inappropriate for younger readers. This is SRN News. The World Health Organization says England tops the global list of the number of kids who consume alcohol.
The World Health Organization questioned tens of thousands of school-aged children across Europe, Central Asia, and Canada about their smoking, vaping, and alcohol habits. At the age of 11, more than a third of boys and girls in England say they've drunk alcohol. By 13, more than half have done so. Both figures were higher than any other country surveyed. Health experts say while drinking among young people is in decline overall, the UK remains one of the world's heaviest drinking nations. They say the earlier a child drinks, the more likely they are to develop alcohol problems later.
The clock is ticking for pro-Hamas protesters on the campus of Columbia University. Administrators said they need to clear out the encampment in less than 24 hours or they will be forced to take action. Students want amnesty for students who have been arrested. More details at SRNnews.com.